September 27, 1922 laments. Love for Jesus. I felt embittered to the summit because of the privation of my sweet Jesus, and the pain was so great that I arrived at speaking nonsense, to the point of saying that he did not love me, that he no longer cared about me, and that I loved him more. It is true that my love is small, just a shadow, a tiny little drop, a small sand, but this is because my being is made this way, narrow, little. However, although little, all of it is to love him. But who can say all the nonsense I was speaking? It was the delirium of the fever produced by his privation that made me say silly things. Then, after much hardship, my sweet Jesus came and told me, "My daughter, I want to see whether you love me more." And as he was saying this, the person of Jesus multiplied, so much so, that I saw Jesus on the right, Jesus on the left, Jesus in the heart. There was not one part of me, nor one place, in which I would not see Jesus. And altogether they were saying, "I love you, I love you." But this was nothing. Since Jesus contains the creative power, the whole of creation was repeating together, "I love you." Heaven and earth, pilgrim and blessed souls, all together in chorus, as if in one single echo, repeated, "I love you," with that love with which Jesus loves you. I remained confused in the face so much love, and Jesus added, "Say it, repeat that you love me more. Multiply yourself, so as to give me as much love for as much as I give you." And I, "My Jesus, forgive me, I don't know how to multiply myself, I do not possess the creative power, so I have nothing in my power. How can I give you as much love for as much as you give me? I too know that my love is a shadow compared to yours, but the pain of your privation makes me delirious, and makes me say silly things. Therefore, don't leave me alone without you anymore, if you don't want me to speak nonsense." And Jesus, interrupting me, added, "Ah, my daughter, you do not know in what a struggle I find myself. My love pushes me to the point of using violence to make me come to you. While my justice almost forbids me, because men are about to reach the excesses of evil and do not deserve the mercy which flows upon them when I come and let you share in my pains, which they themselves inflict upon me. You must know that the leaders of the nations are conspiring together to destroy the peoples and to plot troubles against my church. And to obtain the intent, they want to use the help of foreign powers. The point in which the world finds itself is terrible. Therefore pray and be patient."